Junior.
Is he kind of a marvel to you, the way he goes about his business here?
I mean, ever since I came in the league, he was a guy that I kind of modeled myself after as far as work ethic and just preparation. And he's a guy, he's an ultimate warrior. I mean, he's just a true consummate pro, coming in early, working hard, first guy in, last guy to leave. Just a true pro.
Was it surprising to you that he was named a captain? He didn't play full season last year, but he was named a captain the second season.
Not at all. Wherever Junior goes, he demands respect, just for the simple fact that you know, respect is earned. It's not given to you. And Junior works extremely hard. He's a tremendous leader and a guy that can just take over, take over a team just by his leadership skills. So it wasn't really surprising to me. I mean, just a tremendous guy.
Interesting to hear Samari Roll say, you know, this is our Super Bowl and it's only week 12. Is that just pretty typical for what you guys expect right now? Every team?
Well, we understand each and every week teams are going to bring their A game. And if that's what he's looking forward to, and so be it. But to us, it's just another game, a great opportunity for us to go out and get our 12th victory and see what happens. But it's definitely nowhere near the Super Bowl.
Is it wear on you all these night games, all these Sunday night, Monday night? I mean, obviously that's the nature of the beast when you're the Patriots, but does it wear on you a little bit?
Well, it goes both ways. You get a little longer rest during the week, but at the same time, then you have a short week the following week. It's something you have to deal with. But if it was most of the guys' preference, probably we would like a 1 o'clock game, but what can you say? It's Monday Night Football. Let's go play.
We hear a lot of the Eagles showed the blueprint to how to attack the Patriots, but yet you guys come out with a win. Is that strange to you to hear that this is almost the way that everyone's using that term, the blueprint? This is what you do to the Patriots.
We're 11-0. I mean, what are we, 10-0, 11-0?
11.
Okay. Well, that's the blueprint. Keep bringing the blueprints.
As a defense, though, that game, I assume, motivates you just because what they were able to do to attack you guys.
Let me tell you, each and every week, you're going to have different sets of challenges. We didn't play particularly well. We were inches away from knocking 3 or 4 balls down that ended up in touchdowns. And, I mean, we watch film. We understand what we have to do to get better, and we're going to get better. So as far as what happened last week is last week. I mean, we have a game on Monday. We're looking forward to it and looking forward to playing better.
Interesting to hear Bill talking. Someone asked him about the high school games that are being played here tomorrow. Do you remember your last high school game? And did you ever at any point think this could be my last game? Or have you never, ever thought that?
No, I knew I was going to college and I was going to play some football. I already knew that, you know, so I didn't think that it was going to be my last game. But high school was a memorable time for me. A lot better athlete back then, but I had a good time, and it was just something special. So I'm sure the high schoolers that get opportunity to play here, I mean, that's going to be a big deal for them, because I never got a chance to play at such a beautiful stadium until I became a pro.